Paying for college is a challenge for most every student, but for students in the U.S. from Libya, many have the money, they just can't access it. As conflict in the country intensifies, it's become harder for citizens to get money to the U.S. One Ohio college student is doing all he can to complete his degree before he's forced to drop out.
This is your apartment?
Yeah.
Oops, this one. Sorry.
Minutes from the Kent State University campus, Ibrahim El-Bedri lives in a small apartment he shares with a roommate and his cat, an orange tabby named Zina.
And so what happens to her if you have to leave?
We didn't think of that, didn't we? No, not yet.
Sitting on the couch, El-Bedri folds open his laptop and checks his fundraising campaign. He says it's an idea he got from school administrators.
They were like, why don't you set up a GoFundMe account? And it might help you out.
He got a few donations the first day it went live, but it's been about a month and he's still many thousands away from his goal of $50,000. This may be his last option.
My plan? I'm not sure what's my plan. Like,
El-Bedri has the money to pay his college tuition. He just can't get to it. He came to the U.S. in 2014 to study computer engineering. At the time, the conflict in Libya wasn't so bad. But as he finished his sophomore year, the fighting resumed and the country started to limit the amount of currency leaving its borders.
Until now, it doesn't look like the money's going to get from Libya because it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Kent State says both their Iraqi and Libyan students are struggling with this. They've managed to put some in touch with emergency loans or allowed them to enroll on good faith, hoping the money will arrive eventually. But there's only so much the school can do. El-Bedri owes the university tuition for two semesters. In March, he was forced to drop his classes, and if he can't pay tuition by August, he won't be allowed to enroll and he'll lose his visa.
So if I was a Libyan student who had the right to be here, I'd try to make it work too.
That's Jonathan Weiner. He's a former special envoy for Libya and is now a fellow with the Middle East Institute in D.C. He says if El-Bedri loses his student visa, there's a good chance he won't be able to get another one. There's no longer a U.S. embassy there, and the Trump administration has complicated travel from Muslim-majority countries, including Libya.
Well, Libya has been unable to form an effective government for several years now.
Arab Spring protests in 2011 led to the ousting of former leader Muammar Gaddafi and a civil war. Now, basic services like healthcare, education, and electricity are unstable. Weiner says the collapse of the oil industry led to an economic crisis. The country is afraid of running out of hard currency. That's why El-Bedri can't get money from his own bank account.
If they run out of dollars because there's not enough money left, it's all been spent, the country goes to an immediate humanitarian catastrophe.
There are about 1,500 students from Libya in the U.S., and Weiner says their education is crucial to the country's future.
So I would like to see as many Libyan students as possible be able to complete educations here, get degrees, and then return back to Libya and contribute to their country.
But that may not be the case for El-Bedri, who is just a year from completing his degree. Back in Libya, he says students learn computer coding with a pen and paper. Studying in the U.S. was a privilege.
You know, when you run for a dream and you finally get to that dream, and you're halfway through it, you wake up from the dream. That's basically what will happen.
Going home, says El-Bedri, will sting forever. Esther Honig, WOSU News.